Please take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Peter.
请大家把你们圣经打开，翻到彼得的前书。
We are continuing with our series through this letter.
我们来通过这封书信来继续我们的学习。
Peter is writing to believers who have been suffering persecution.
彼得是写信给那些正在遭受逼迫患难的信徒们。
In chapter 1, he reminds them of their salvation.
在第一章中，他用救恩来继续为我们做出提醒。
They have new life in Christ.
他们在基督里面有了新的生命。
Living things should grow.
一切所有活着的事物都应该继续的发展。
Peter addresses the topic of spiritual growth in chapter 2.
彼得在第二章中提出了对灵命成长的这个话题。
In verses 1 to 3, he gives three helps for spiritual growth.
从第一章从第一节到第三节中，他给了我们有三个有关于此的帮助。
We looked at these last time.
我们在上次的讲道中已经提到过。
First, stimulate desire for the word of God.
第一个是激发对神话语的渴望。
Second, put aside sin.
第二点是我们要远离罪性。
And third, remember the goodness of the Lord.
第三点是我们要记住牢记主的恩典。
Beginning in verse 4, Peter introduces another aspect of spiritual growth.
从第四节开始，彼得开始介绍灵命成长另一个方面。
Spiritual growth involves corporate change.
就是我们今天所要讲第四点，就是其成长也包括我们共同的改变。
We grow not only individually, but also together.
这个改变呢，我们不需要个体上成长，同时也需要我们整一个大家在一起同样成长。
Believers in many parts of the world, and especially the West, neglect this truth.
在世界上许多的地方，尤其是西方，都忽视这一真理。
The historical development of Western cultures has encouraged individualism.
西方文化在历史发展过程中向来鼓励个人主义。
This is especially true for North America and Northern Europe.
这是一个事实，特别是对北美和及北欧的人来说。
This cultural development has also been embraced by the church.
这种文化的发展也同样被教会所接受。
Many times this is done unconsciously.
很多时候这是无意识的，不自觉的被发生了。
Yet the result is the same.
然而呢，最后的结果还是一样的。
Believers think primarily of the relationship to God as a private, individual thing.
信徒们普遍认为自己与神的关系是私人化的、个性化的行为。
But Peter, as well as other scriptures, teaches differently.
但是彼得也跟其他经文所说的，给了我们一个完全不同的教导。
When we come to Christ, we gain a new relationship to one another as well.
当我们来到基督面前的时候呢，我们也同样获得了与其他人之间一种全新的关系。
This is the topic which Peter addresses in the verses for today.
彼得所说的这些经文，这真是今天我们所要学习的课题。
First of all, in verses 4 to 5, Peter presents to the readers the change which occurs.
首先在第四到第五节中，彼得向我们阐述了正在发生的变化。
There are three facts in particular which he claims.
他尤其要声称有三点事实。
First, we are changed because of the person to whom we have come.
第一点呢，我们被改变是因为我们来到了一个人的面前。
We have come to Jesus.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
In verse 4, Peter calls him a living stone.
在第四节中，耶稣被称为是活石。
This is an unnatural description.
这是一个超乎合理的形容。
A stone is not living.
大家都知道这个石头是死的。
But Peter is almost forced to mix his figures.
但是彼得呢，几乎强制性的把它跟活的性质混合在一起。
Jesus is living.
耶稣是复活了。
He is alive and the source of life.
他是活着，并且成为一切生命的源头。
Yet Peter likens him to the cornerstone of a building.
然而呢，彼得又把耶稣比成是一幢建筑的方角石。
Specifically, that building is a temple.
特别是这幢建筑是神的殿。
And Jesus is the cornerstone of that building.
耶稣这是正圣殿的头块的方角石。
Jesus was rejected by men.
第二点呢， 耶稣是以前被曾被人弃绝。
As Peter will explain, this is pictured prophetically in the Old Testament.
正如彼得将在下面所解释的，这是在旧约中被预知性的描绘出来的。
We know from the gospel records that men did indeed reject Jesus.
我们从福音书的记载中已经知道，人的的确确拒绝过耶稣。
John writes that Jesus came unto his own, and his own did not receive him.
在约翰福音第一章第十一节中写道，他来到自己的地方，但是自己人倒不接待他。
That's in John chapter 1, verse 11.
这是约翰福音的第一章第十一节。
This reminds us that men's reaction cannot be the standard by which we evaluate Jesus.
这句话又一次的提醒我们，人的反应不能成为我们凭借耶稣的标准。
There is also a hint here at the main theme of the letter.
这是这封书信中主要观点的一个暗示。
Followers of Jesus will also be rejected just as he was.
耶稣的门徒们也将被人弃绝，如耶稣曾经经历过的一样。
Jesus, to whom we have come, was chosen by God.
第三点呢，耶稣，我们这位救经的主是被神所拣选的。
He is precious to God.
他在神眼中算为宝贵。
This is the correct standard by which we should evaluate Jesus.
这才是正确的标准，我们来评价耶稣。
Perhaps Peter had in mind the transfiguration of which he will write in his second letter.
也许彼得依然在他的第二封书信中写到主的变相记忆犹深。
At that time, the Father spoke from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
在那时，从天上有父神的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Jesus is the source of our life.
耶稣是我们生命的源头。
He is also the pattern for us.
他也是我们的标榜。
With His life in us, God is making us to be like Christ.
因着他的生命在我们里面，神使我们变得更像耶稣。
And this leads us to the second fact about the change that has occurred in us.
这一点也带领到我们进入改变我们生命的第二个事实。
God is assembling us to become a spiritual house.
上帝召集我们来到他面前，使我们成为他灵宫。
We are the construction material of that house.
当然了，我们是这个圣殿的建筑材料。
We are called living stones, just like Jesus is a living stone.
我们被称为活石，就像耶稣一样，也叫活石。
Stones are the building material.
石头是建筑的主要材料。
But we are living because of the life which we have been given.
我们活着是因为他所赐给我们新的生命。
As living stones, we will each grow individually.
作为活石，我们将会单独的成长。
But we also will grow together.
但是呢，我们也应该互相共同的成长。
We are becoming corporately a spiritual house.
同时呢，我们也团结起来，成为一个灵宫。
The word house can mean a physical structure.
房子这个词可以表面上字义上说是以物理学上的一个建筑。
It is used, for example, for dwelling places and temples.
举例来说，这房子也可以用来。一个居住人地方或者一个圣殿。
The word can also mean a household.
这房子这个词呢也可以说是一个家庭。
A household is composed of those who live and work under one roof.
这个家庭呢当然是指那些同住在同一屋檐下的或者在一起工作的人。
The word can also mean a clan.
这房子这个也可以说是一个民族一个种族。
It's used for the house of Israel.
它被比喻成以色列民族的居所。
The metaphor here seems to be mixed.
出现在这的比喻呢，说明是，似乎是混合以上不同的表达。
The use of stones points to a structure.
它用石头来指一个建筑。
But the priesthood points to the sense of a clan.
这个祭祀呢，有一个宗族的意思。
This building of a spiritual house is a work of God.And not a result of our efforts.
第三呢，这座灵宫呢是神的工作，而非我们努力的结果。
Grammatically, it is passive.
从语法上看呢，这是一个被动语式。
It says that we are being built.
经上写到，我们是被建造。
It assumes that God is the one putting the stones together.
这就是说明
Furthermore, the tense is indicative.
另外呢, 这个时态也是陈述语句。
That means it's a statement of what is happening.
那也意味着它是一个人要了解正在发生什么事情。
It's not a command given to us to obey.
不是一个要我们去遵守的命令。
This house which God is building is a spiritual house.
第四呢, 这神在建造这个house呢, 是一个, 这个房子是灵宫。
It is real.
它是真的。
But it's not a material reality.
但是呢, 它这个真的不是从我们眼界的物障性的真实性。
As a house, it's a unit.
作为一个房子, 它是一个整体。
The parts belong together.
所有的部件呢, 都属于这个整体。
It has form and structure.
这个房子有它的外形和结构。
That implies that everyone has his or her place.
这预示着呢, 每一个人在这个房子里面都有自己的位置。
It is ordered.
并且呢,
each part has its special place.
每一部分有其特殊的部位。
It's not a heap of stones.
这不仅仅是一堆石头。
This is a spiritual house.
这是一座特别的灵宫。
It is not tied or bound to any physical material building.
它不是简单的被摆放在一幢物质化的建筑上面。
A third fact about the corporate change in us relates to the sense of the building being a temple.
这里面我们要所说的关于共同改变第三点是我们与这圣殿的关系。
We are being changed corporately in order to become a holy priesthood.
我们被共同改变是为了要成为圣洁的祭司。
That's in the second part of verse 5.
这有些不同文章来自第五节的内容。
There are some textual differences in verse 5.
这有些翻译的不同。
Therefore, translations sometimes differ.
所以说大家会有不同的意思。
But despite those differences, it appears that Peter is saying that believers are both the house and the priesthood.
但尽管出现这些不同之处, 彼得书的人是很清楚，解所有的信徒都是灵宫和祭司。
We are a house or temple, perhaps because we are the dwelling place of God.
我们是灵宫，我们是圣殿，是因为我们的身体是神的居所。
We are a clan because of our relationship to one another.
因着我们与其他人的关系，所以我们成为同一种族类。
And every believer is a priest.
每一个信徒都是一个祭司。
We need none other than Christ himself to give us access to God.
我们只有通过基督来才能来到神的面前。
Now our responsibility as priests is to offer spiritual sacrifices.
第二呢，我们作为祭司呢，我们责任要做出献上灵祭。
It was the job of priests in the Old Testament to offer the sacrifices.
献祭呢，全是旧约中祭司的工作。
This continues to be our job.
现在呢，我们要继续这项工作。
But our sacrifices are spiritual.
但我们的祭物是属灵的。
These sacrifices are real, but they're not material.
这些祭物是非物质，但是呢，却是真实的存在的。
We do not offer animal sacrifices.
这里面我们不需要献动物。
Spiritual sacrifices could include at least the following.
属灵上的奉献，我们可以包括一些以下一些东西。
Romans 12, 1 and 2 says we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
在罗马书第12章1到2节中写道，我们当把身体献上，当作活祭。
Hebrews 13, 15 says we are to offer a sacrifice of praise.
在希伯来书13章15节中写道，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这是我们嘴唇的果子。
It's the fruit of our lips.
这是我们嘴唇的果子。Hebrews
13:16 refers to doing good and sharing as sacrifices which please God.
在希伯来书13章16节中也提出做善事和捐赠也是蒙神喜悦的祭司。Paul
calls the gifts sent to him by the church in Philippi an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God.
在腓立比书第4章18节中，保罗写道，他从腓立比教会得的不仅仅是礼物，乃是蒙神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。That's
in Philippians chapter 4, verse 18.
这是在腓立比书第4章第18节中记的。
In Romans 15:16, those people who are one for Christ are considered an offering acceptable to God.
在罗马书15:16提到，那些为基督献上自己的人，也被认为是蒙神悦纳的祭物。
Even the prayers of the believers are considered in Revelation 8:3 as an offering of incense.
同时，在启示录8:3中表示，甚至信徒的祷告也可以被看作是香献在神的面前。
Such sacrifices are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所有这些所记载的祭物都是通过主耶稣基督被神而悦纳的。
He is our high priest.
他耶稣基督是我们最大的祭司。
He offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice.
他将自己献上作为永远的祭物。
Because of his sacrifice, we may bring acceptable gifts to God.
因为他的献祭，使我们可以带着神的喜悦的礼物来到宝座面前。
They are not acceptable on their own.
他们本身并不蒙悦纳。
They are only acceptable through Jesus.
他们蒙神悦纳是因着耶稣。
Beginning in verse 6, Peter refers to three passages from the Old Testament.
从第六节开始，通过旧约对这个过程进行解释。
These verses will establish, explain, and develop further what Peter has already written.
这些经文会对保罗前面所写的做进一步的证实、解释和进一步的拓展。
The first quote is from Isaiah 28, verse 16.
第一个引用是用以赛亚书28:16。
This is in verse 6.
这是第六节。
Peter is roughly quoting from the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
彼得在这里大致引用了旧约中希伯来文的翻译。
In this section, it's more a paraphrase rather than a literal translation.
在这里面更多的是意译而非直译。
He gives the sense of the passage.
但是他给我们这个意思。
Jesus is the Messiah and the stone of which the passage speaks.
在这段中呢，耶稣是弥赛亚，他是方角石。
He is the cornerstone.
他是方角石。
Isaiah and Peter calls it chosen and precious.
以赛亚和彼得都在这称他是被拣选的和被神视为宝贵的。
Through Jesus Christ, believers become living stones.
通过耶稣基督，信徒成为活石。
Those who believe will never be put to shame.
那些相信他的永远不至于羞愧。
The preciousness of the stone is transferred to those who will never be put to shame.
这块基石上的珍贵性也被转嫁到那些永不予羞愧的信徒身上。
The next quote is from verse 7 and comes from Psalm 118, verse 22.
第下一个经文是从诗篇的118:22。
The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
匠人所弃的那块石头已经成为房角的头块石头。
This passage offers a counter picture of those who do not believe.
这段描述了那些非信徒的另外一个画面。
It's tied to the first passage through the term cornerstone or capstone.
通过房角石这个词与第一段紧密的联系在一起。
Literally, the word means head of the corner.
在字面上说，它是指头等的区域。
This Old Testament passage shows, among other things, that the rejection was part of the plan for the Messiah.
旧约中的章节显示了。对这位弥赛亚来说，被人弃绝也是整个计划的一个部分。
There's a suggested historical background for this picture.
在这里面有一个隐含性的历史背景。
The capstone was finished and set early during the construction of the temple.
作为房角的石头呢，应该在圣殿建设的前期就应该被完成以及安放好。
I need to explain something
okay,
else than here.
Sure.
The temple was built in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷这里面建了一个圣殿。
And all the stones were cut somewhere else.
这个圣殿石头呢，都是在其他地方加工而成的。
There were no stones cut at the temple site.
在这个圣殿的建筑工地上呢，没有工人会来这个加工石头。
And those who cut the stones had to send them to the construction site in Jerusalem.
所以说在很远地方，大家。加工石头工人呢，就把这个石头运到这个圣殿的地方。
Okay, now I'll continue. Now the workers did not recognize the capstone as such.
但是呢，这帮工人建设的建筑的工人没有意识到这块石头的重要性。
So they set it aside.
所以说他就把这块石头放在一边。
Only later did they recognize it for what it was.
但是呢，至于他们到最后，他们才明白这块石头的重要性。
We might wonder how did the construction workers do something so dumb?
这时候我们就会想，为什么这帮所谓专业的工人会做这么愚蠢的事情呢？
We might assume that it was determined by God for the sake of prophecy.
我们这时有可能会解释，因为预言的缘故，使得神命令这块石头是这样发生的。
God has purpose behind even unexplainable happenings.
其实神的用意总是在隐藏性的，在不能解释的事物或者现象背后。
Now this psalm, which Peter quotes, was written as a messianic prophecy.
这诗篇呢被描述成一部弥赛亚式的预言。
It is frequently quoted.
所以说它被经常的引用。
Jesus quoted it.
耶稣引用它。
It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospel.
在马太福音、马可福音和路克福音都引用它。
Peter quoted it as well.
在这彼得也引用它。
That's in Acts as well as 1 Peter.
在使徒行传以及在彼得。
It was known and determined beforehand that the Messiah would be rejected.
他已经预先告知弥赛亚会开始被人弃绝的。
The rejected Jesus was and is the Messiah.
这位被以前被人拒绝的耶稣，现在是已经是弥赛亚了。
Now there are various ways in the Bible in which the figure of the stone is used.
在整本圣经中有许多地方都引用这块石头是在什么地方引用被用的。
In non-Christian Jewish literature of the first century, the same term that was used in 1 Peter was clearly used to mean the final capstone placed at the top of the temple to finish it.
在第一个世纪，非基督徒的以色列文献中都记载了，在彼得前书中提到这块石头，它的的确确是被安放在圣殿的顶部，来表示整个工程的结束。
This is the sense which appears to be used in verse 7.
这也是它之所以出现在第七节中的意思。
Jesus is the stone which was rejected.
这里面这块石头就是耶稣以前被人，这块石头也是被以前被人弃绝。
He becomes the stone that is the final glorious piece of the temple.
但是呢，他现在成为这个圣殿中最荣耀的那块方角石。
The third quote is in verse 8.
在第八节中的引用是。
This comes from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14.
它是从以赛亚书第八章十四节。
And this quote is connected to the previous quote through the common ideas of rejection and stumbling.
这个引用通过拒绝和跌倒这两个共同的概念以前面的引用来联系起来。
There are people who do not believe.
有人不相信耶稣。
They reject Jesus as the Messiah.
他们拒绝耶稣，承认他是个先知以赛亚。
They stumble because of him and fall.
他们摔倒也是因为不相信耶稣。
Those who do not believe are disobedient.
那些不相信耶稣的人是不信徒。
Disobedience is a sign of unbelief.
不顺服也是不相信的一个表现。
Obeying is a synonym for believing the gospel.
顺服的同义词就是相信耶稣基督。
John 6:36 literally says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him."
在约翰福音三章三十六节中，写道。那些不相信的人是有永生的，不信的人得不到永生，神的震怒也常降临在他的身上。
The contrast is made between believing and not obeying.
这是一个在相信与不相信人之间的一个对比。
Those who do not believe do not obey the message.
那些既不相信又不顺服的人就必须在路上跌倒。
They stumble.
他们会跌倒。
They are offended at the message.
他们违背真理。
What Jesus said is not acceptable to them.
正如耶稣所述的，他们是无法被接受的。
Now the last part of verse 8 is difficult for many.
在最后这个经节第八节是对很多人来说是很难理解的。
To this they were also appointed.
对于他们这样的跌倒是有预言的。
The key and the challenge is to identify what this refers to.
这里面最关键的或者也是最 challenge 的是如何理解这件事情。
To what were they appointed?
在何事上他们被预知的？
Were they appointed to unbelief or to stumbling?
是不是他们被预知，他们会不相信，或者他们会被跌倒？
I don't think it needs to refer to their unbelief.
其实在这里我讲，我们也不要说他们不相信。
In Mark 10, verses 17 to 32, there is an account of a rich young ruler who came to Jesus.
在马可福音十章十七到三十二节中，这里面有一个故事，有关一个富有的少年官来到耶稣面前的故事。
He wanted to know what he had to do to inherit eternal life.
少年官呢，他想知道他要如何做，如何才能得到永生。
Jesus knew the man's heart.
其实耶稣他就知道这个少年官确切要什么。
He kept the law outwardly.
他表面上看呢，他是遵守律法的。
But inwardly, he valued his money more than he valued God.
但是呢，内心上呢，他把自己的财富比神看得更重要。
Jesus told him to sell all that he had and follow him.
所以说，耶稣就说，告诉他，你回去变卖所有的家财来跟随他。
But the rich young man stumbled at what Jesus said.
但是呢，这位年轻人没有听从耶稣的话。
If a person will not obey the call of Christ, they will fall away.
如果一个人不接受神的呼召，他们就会跌倒。
People would like to accept Jesus as a nice person.
人们很乐意接受耶稣是一个好人。
But they do not accept him as Lord.
但是呢，人们无法接受耶稣是主基督。
They do not want to obey.
他们不顺服。
So they stumble at his word.
所以呢，他们不相信他的教导。
Now, after supporting his claims from the Old Testament, Peter returns in verse 9 to the theme of change in believers.
在旧约的经文来支持他的论断以后呢，彼得又重新回到第九节中关于信徒们需要改变的这个主题。
The change which occurs is glorious.
这个改变其实是很荣耀的事情。
Peter lists things that this change means for us corporately.
彼得举了很多例子来阐述对我们共同对我们一个整体来讲什么是改变。
These are not changes simply in each individual.
这里面改变是指不仅仅是一个个人上
的改变。They prefer primarily to things that happen to us as a group.
其实他这里面更要强调是讲述一个我们作为一个整体的改变。
Believers in Jesus are a chosen people.
信徒是被耶稣拣选的族类。
The word for people has the sense of belonging to one another.
族类这个词呢，本身就是指人们之间的互相的关系。
The English word genus comes from this word.
英文这个族类这个词呢，也来源于这个字。
This people was chosen by God's grace.
这个族类是因神的恩典而被拣选的。
God told his disciples in Jesus told his disciples in John 15:16 that they had not chosen him.
约翰福音十五章十六节中，耶稣告诉他的门徒们说，不是你们拣选了我，乃是
He had chosen them.
乃是耶稣拣选了你们。
This is similar to what God had told Israel in Deuteronomy 7 verses 7 and 8.
这一点呢，在生命记中第七章七到八节中所记载的一样。
God had chosen Israel among all peoples because of his love and grace.
神在万民中拣选以色列人是因为他的慈爱和恩典。
Second, believers are a royal priesthood.
第二点呢，信徒们是一群君尊的祭司。
The priesthood came from one family and one tribe of Israel.
在以色列国家中，祭司这里只能来自一个家族。
Again, he emphasizes the corporate sense.
在这里呢，他意思强调了一个团结共同的意思。
We are also a royal priesthood.
我们是一位君尊的祭司。
That means that there are none other than Christ ruling over us.
也就是说，除了耶稣以外，就没有其他人可以牧养带领我们。
Third, believers form a holy nation.
第三点呢，在信徒们组成了一个圣洁的国度。
Again, Peter communicates the sense of belonging together.
彼得再一次强调了共同属于的这个含义。
We are a nation.
我们是一个国度。
But we are also a holy nation.
更是一个圣洁的国度。
The sense of being holy means set apart.
成为圣洁的意义
We are a nation separated from the world unto God. Fourth, believers form a people belonging to God.
第四点呢,
this is a different word for people than was used earlier. It looks at a group of people more from the sense of a common language.
这是指拥有共同的一种语言的子民。
Again, it emphasizes how we belong together.
通过这里呢，我们再一次这个词呢，再次强调了我们是联系在一起的。But
Peter also makes clear that we belong to God.
在这呢，彼得说得很清楚，我们是属于上帝的。Belonging
has the sense of possession.
这个这属于呢，还有一个拥有的意思。We
are God's possession.
其实我们是上帝的财富了。The
same term is used in verse 10.
这个同样词也出现在经文第十节中。
You who were not a people are now the people of God.
你们以前不是上帝的子民，现在才是上帝的子民。
In a spiritual sense, we shared no common life before coming to Christ.
在属灵上讲呢，我们没有在我们在没有接受上帝以前呢，我们不存在任何共同的生命。
Once we placed our faith in Christ, we share a common life.
一旦我们信主以后，我们就有了共同的生命。
We are a people.
我们是子民。
We belong to God.
我们是属于上帝的子民。
To this, Peter adds that we are recipients of God's mercy.
对于这一点呢，彼得还讲到上帝给了我们他的怜悯。
This is an allusion to the book of Hosea.
这就像何西阿书所讲的。
There, this phrase initially referred to Israel.
在这儿呢，他刚开始是指以色列人。
It spoke of their final restoration.
他说到以色列的重建。
I do not believe that it's used here in Peter as the final fulfillment of Hosea.
但是呢，我不认为这里引用是就像何西阿书所讲的那样。
Rather, it's used as a broader application.
乃是一种更加普遍的应用。
This is consistent with the revelation of God's mercy to all.
这也是跟上帝把怜悯赐给所有的人是一致的。
Three similar terms are used in these verses.
在这些经文当中有这三种相似的词。One refers
to common descent.
第一个呢是指共同的后代。Another
refers to living together and sharing a culture.
第二个是指我们生活在一起，享受共同的文化。The
third refers to having a common language.
第三个是指我们又有共同的语言。As
believers, we have the same heavenly Father.
作为信徒来说，我们有一个共同的。
In a sense, we have the same culture.
所以说我们有一样的文化。
We speak the same language.
我们说一样的语言。
There are many ways in which we belong to one another.
有很多很多其他方式说明我们是互相属于一起的。
That is true, even though I'm speaking English and it's being translated into Chinese.
就像刚才我们说，他说英文，我说中文，我们也是在一起。
We have much more in common than we have differences. In verse 9, Peter also gives the purpose of this corporate change.
在第九节中，彼得也说明了共同改变的这个目的。
We are to declare God's praise.
我们要宣扬歌颂上帝。
We should declare God's praises both verbally and by our actions.
我们不但要在口头上，更要在行动上来称赞上帝。
Even how we live, and especially how we live together, should give praise to God.
无论我们过怎样的生活，特别是怎样过共同的生活，我们应该时时刻刻的赞美上帝。
God has called us out of darkness into His light.
上帝把我们领出黑暗，来到奇妙光明，来到光明。
It is only right that we praise Him in all that we say and do.
所以说，我们可以做的只能是赞美他。
Before we were blind, now we can see.
以前我们是瞎子，我们现在可以看到。
There are only two options presented here.
这里呢只有两种选择。
Either a person is in darkness or that person is in the light.
第一种选择，这个人是跟罪恶、跟黑暗在一起；第二种选择就是说他跟光明在一起。
This truth is throughout the passage.
所以说我们可以从整个经文当中看到这个真理。
Either we belong to God or we do not.
或者我们相信上帝，或者我们不相信上帝。
Everyone should consider this very carefully.
我们每一个人应该非常仔细地考虑这个问题。
Am I in the light or in darkness?
我们是跟罪恶在一起呢，我们还是跟远离罪恶。
Do I belong to God or not?
我们是应该信服上帝，还是不信服上帝？
The only way into the light is through Jesus Christ.
我们要想得到永生，只有通过耶稣基督。
He is the light of the world.
他是这个上帝，这个世界的光。
He said that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
他说，我是道路、真理和生命。
Jesus took on human form through the virgin birth.
耶稣通过童女所生来成为人的样式。
He died in the place of sinners, bearing our sins.
他死的时候用罪人，是以一个罪人的形式来把我们所有的罪给领受。
He was raised again because of the adequate sacrifice which he had given.
由于他已经做出了牺牲，他最后得以复活。
If you have never done so, then I urge you to place your trust in Christ.
如果你以前从来没想过这个问题的话，在这我要再一次的鼓励你们要把相信上帝。
All who have placed their trust in Christ now belong to Him and to each other.
那所有我们相信上帝的人，我们现在都属于他，我们现在都是一个整体。
Our new spiritual life joins us together.
我们新的属灵的生命是我们得到的一体。
We should be living as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
我们应该像这样生活，应该是一个被拣选族类，是一个君尊的祭司，是一个圣洁的国度。
Paul refers to the church as one body.
Paul 呢，他说整个 church 是一个躯体。
So many figures point to the corporate nature of the church.
所以很多很多的人就组成了教会共同的这个身体。
We should give every effort to live this out.
所以说我们要尽自己的努力来这样做。
Our very manner of living with each other should bring praise to God.
我们相同信仰的方面都应该来宣扬耶稣。
Earlier in the letter, Peter commanded that believers should love one another fervently.
所以说在这个经文的前段部分呢，彼得再次教导我们应该互相爱护。
There's a good reason for this.
这是有原因的。
We belong together and we can only grow spiritually as we should when we do so together.
我们教会的信徒呢是捆绑在一起的，只有我们齐心合力，我们才能在灵命上有成长。
God has worked a mighty salvation.
上帝已经给了我们一个伟大的救恩。
Let us live it to his glory.
那就用我们的生命来宣扬他的荣耀吧。
Amen.
Amen.